Today, sharing the Dershu Mishnah Brua Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Omer Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brua, and we're learning Simen Tof Reish Nun Ches. And we are in the middle or closing up of Siv Gimel. We had a little bit of a Mishnah Brua yesterday that I ran through at the end, so we'll just pick up at the very end of Siv Katan Yud, where we said that a person should ideally acquire the Lulav and Esru by paying for it before Yontiv starts, and therefore there is no question that he truly owns it because you need Lochem on the first day. So we said, alternatively, if you brought it into your Rishus, so even though you didn't fully pay for it with the Kinyan Torah, you could acquire it through Kinyan Torah's Chotzer. However, this is where we left off yesterday, ran through this, Ulechatchila, the very last line of Siv Katan Yud, Nochon Lizar B'zeh, a person shouldn't use this type of a Kinyan to go and acquire the Lulav and Esrog, V'lefroa Kodem Chag. You should ideally pay for your Lulav and Esrog before the Yontif starts, and this way you definitely have Lochem. And he brings down in Dershu footnote number 18, and the Shevet HaLevi, Ravozu Zatzal, Sha'afim HaKone Hevi Esog Lebeso, even if the person who's selling it brought it to your house, nevertheless, Lo Somchim Bozeh Akin Yichotzeh, you shouldn't rely upon the fact that you acquired it in your house. Kivin Shirov HaSocha, because the majority of Dalad Minim sellers, Einon Machnim B'Lev Sholem, they don't really mean to give it over to you until they get the money. In Lo Perelo Dom Bavuro, they're obviously doing this for a business, and therefore you should ideally pay them beforehand. The whole discussion we had previously about a check, you can see that in Dershu footnote number 15. Ideally, since a check really is like an IOU, you should ideally, if you're paying by check, pay for it enough in advance that they could collect the money and it not just as a piece of paper, and this way you definitely have acquired it. But the minhag is to accept this as long as the seller knows that you really have paid him and he's not concerned about the money. If your checks always bounce, that might be a different story. But if the person who's selling it knows that he has the money in his hand, essentially, so then this would be an adequate kinyan, according to many. Okay, finally, Siv Katan Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Brua, that if you don't go and say it's a matana almanas lahachsa, or it's an absolute matana, so then it's no different than if you lent it to him, which on the first day is no good. Because the ein zeh loshen matana, the loshen over here was, Afilu Omalo, Yeshalchot should be yours, Achetzibo, until you fulfill the mitzvah. And then Yachakach automatically, Yeshali Kivatchila, Lo Yotza, that's not good, because that's not a loss of the Matana. Kivin Shapirish, you rock Luzman, since you're saying it's only for a small period of time, that's not going to be good. The issue for number 20 brings down, Afilu Omar, Yeshalchot be Matana. And if he uses a lashon, it should be yours for the matana until you're done using it. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's no good in a moel. Shari ein zeh matana el lusha. It's only a temporary matana, and therefore it's considered like a loan. If the person who's giving it says to the one who's receiving it, he says you can use the esrog and even eat it. Nevertheless, in that situation, not clear that that's considered that he gave it over to him fully. The Sfasemis is not sure. He says, would this count? Do we say, yes, since he has permission to even eat it and totally use it up, that's certainly considered his? Or do we say, no, since he's going to give it back to the owner if he doesn't eat it up without making a new kinyan, so then it is potentially a loan and not really his, and the Sfasemis is left with the Tzarich Iyun. Okay, that finishes off the end of yesterday's shiur. Now we start Siv Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Nisano lo almanas lachzira. If you give a matan almanas lachzir, that's perfectly acceptable. Harei zeyotzi bo yidei chavoso umachzira. Then you can fulfill your obligation with the dalet minim while you have it, and as soon as you return it, now you're fulfilling the tanai, and at that point in time, retroactively, it shows that you were yotzi because you owned it, because you fulfilled the tanai. Because if you give somebody a present on the condition that he returns it, so then while he has it, it's actually his. And it's when he returns it that he fulfills it tonight that retroactively shows that it was his. However, if he never gives it back, paradoxically, lo yatza, he doesn't fulfill his obligation, even were he too, afilu nosalo is doma, even if he were to pay for it, afilu nenas miyodo, and even if it was somehow destroyed in his possession, there was an accident that occurred, and he can't return it, so he doesn't fulfill the tanai, and therefore it wasn't considered his, and it's not lochem on the first day. Likewise, v'cheinim ech zero, even if he returns it, but la'achar zman mitzvaso, but he returns it after the time for the mitzvah, we'll see exactly what that means when we get to the Mishnah Berurah, lo yotza, then he doesn't fulfill his obligation as well, because the assumption of the tanai was that you're going to return it within the time span that the person still can use it himself. unless you specifically stated otherwise. So that's the Mechaber, and now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah and some of the Dershu footnotes on this and understand this a little bit better. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Beis tells us, if you say to somebody, this is given to you, Nifka kokocho mimenu. That's it. It's no longer yours. I umash amar amenash shetasili. That which he adds the caveat, the tenai, on the condition that you return it to me. That's a tenai, hurak tenai, and it's no different kishar tenai, like any other tenai that a person can make. Shiocho odom yocho lahasnos b'mechiroso u'b'matanoso. That a person is allowed to make on condition of a sale or a condition of a present. Those are all perfectly normal things that a person can do in making a sale or a present, and as long as you fulfill it, then the condition goes through. Dirshu footnote number 23 brings down, Av shemekach umemkar also be yontiv. He says, wait a second, you're doing this on the first day of yontiv. You're not allowed to do business deals on yontiv because of the gzeri. You may come to write them down. And likewise, v'chein also litin matana be yontiv. We don't give matanas on yontiv or Shabbos. Mikom okom letzorech mitzvah. Nevertheless, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Simin Shin Vav, it was brought down that if it's letzorech mitzvah, it is permissible. So here, it's letzorech mitzvah, it would be permissible. However, he says, that's only to give it over as a matana. Okay, kinias esrogim mehakol li'achar gemar mitzvosam. To go and purchase an esrog from somebody after that was already completed the mitzvah. Shekonim osam le'achil olariach. For example, you're now purchasing it to go and eat it or to smell it. So there the Mishnah Berurah says, l'koladeos osu. That's certainly no good. That's a regular mekach u'memcha, which is forbidden. Midrabbanan. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says over there, "Sha'asu liknos esrog mi mocher esrog mi yontiv," that you're not allowed to go purchase an esrog from somebody who sells esrog on yontiv. Yankel sells esrogim; he sells them before yontiv, and now you didn't buy one. Now you go to one yontiv. I'd like to buy one on yontiv morning from you, and he says, "Sure, I'm happy to sell it to you." You can't do that. Mishum shirak matana hutrul etzor shabbos yontiv. This mekach u'memcha was only permissible as a matana l'shum mitzvah, so not l'mechira, and therefore you can't buy it from him on yontiv. The Matzah Shechel adds, "Shemivar shedavko matana manas lahasi muteres kivin sheno kodem legamrei," and it's only a matana manas lahasi that's permissible because you're not allowed to make the kinyan an absolute kinyan. That is a gzera de rabbanon of mekach u'memkar. Masha enkin liknos me'amocher shekodem kinyan gomer. But when you're purchasing it from the person who's selling it, that's aser afilu l'tzorch mincha. That's how the Matzah Shechel explains this din. Furthermore, v'afilu m'kar berich al esrog shelo. If you made a brach on your esrog, v'shuv rotz elitol esrog shel odom acher shiyosu mehudu shelo. But you see somebody else has a more mehudu dika esrog, and you want to shake that as well. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, shafo pi shesoma chalzeh esrog kosher. Even though you had a perfectly kosher esrog and you made a brach on it, and therefore you were yotzei the mitzvah, nevertheless, yochel loshuv liknos esrog acher yosu mehudu b'yantiv. You could go and get another esrog that's even more mehudu on yantiv. And the reasoning is a tamadover, kimish called sarcho bedover hazeh who rak tzorach mitzvah, because it's all a tzorach mitzvah. Ein b'zeh gzeirish kinyan Shabbos. So he disagrees and says that it's not a problem of mekach u'memkar on Shabbos, even if you're ready with yotzei. And he adds further, shav la'achar shukar notal esrog mizon echad. And even if you took an esrog from one person, mutar liknos b'yom tov mizon acher, you would be allowed to go and purchase it from a different buyer. Shelo gara michiv of mitzvah. This is no different than the Ansei Yushalayim, the Chasidei Yushalayim used to carry around the Lulav and Esrog all day long. Shirosa lahachzik od kitzatzis arba minim. You want to furthermore carry the arba minim, v'sinachshav mitzvah. And therefore, even this is considered a mitzvah according to Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. And the same thing would apply to be purchasing it on Yontif itself, Lutzorech mitzvah. The issue foot number 24 brings down, if a person says, Harei hu l'cho b'matona v'sach sireuli, it is a matona, but you have to return it to me, that's not below Amar Almanas, but he doesn't say it conditionally. So then the Bikur Yaakov says that that would be good, but only bid the Evid. You should say, it's a matana Almanas Lahasi. But if you just said, here's a matana and give it back to me, so then bid the Evid, that's acceptable. Why? Because that's clearly the Kavana. Kavana so, Shigoma lo seis l'shem matana. It's clear that you intended to give it as a matana, and he should have the right to use it while he has it as a matana. Shari nosen lo kidei l'kaim se mitzvah. The whole purpose was to be m'kaim the mitzvah. So that is what the Bikur Yaakov says. On the other hand, the Kavachaim disagrees. The Kavachaim says in this situation, that's not nechshav kimatana, and therefore you would not be able to be yotzei. That is a matana l'zman, which we just said is no good. The issue foot number 25 brings down, Vayim tzorech lichvol es ha-tanai. We know the famous Tanai of Reuven and God and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, the Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, if you go in Teretz Yisrael and fight with us, then you'll have all the territory in the Eber HaYarden. But if you don't come in and fight with us, then you won't have the territory in the Eber HaYarden. That's called a Tnai Kofel. You double it up. You said the positive and you said the negative. If you do this, then you get this. If you don't do this, then you don't get this. So the Torah says, Shigamim Lo Kofel Esa Tnai. Even if you didn't make this Tnai Kofel to say that I'm giving you this Esau to be Yotze, if you give it back to me, then you can be Yotze. And if you don't give it back to me, then you can't be Yotze. Even if you didn't say that, the Torah says it's still acceptable as a matana manas lahachzer. And the Beis Yosef explains that the reason for this is tam mishum shehochen acher umdun daito. You can go after the expected, what was the person thinking? Sheskaven sharbas aminim yachzeri lov. He wanted the arbaminim to come back to him with this tonight. And this is also the opinion of the Kafa Chaim, shein tzorech tnai kofel. You don't have to make a tnai kofel in this situation. And he adds, shekei mashal mistimas shulchan aruch ve'acholim. It doesn't mention it any place you have to make a tnai kofel. They certainly would have mentioned it if it was required, and therefore you don't have to do this. And this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, lahalocha, linyan mamon, gam tnai shein o kofel, nechshav l'tnai. Even in regular monetary matters, if you don't make a tnai kofel, it still is halocha l'maisa effective. He does bring down others that disagree, and he brings down the Grizz was makbid lasos tnai kofel when he did a maton amanach lahaser. Then I'm giving it to you to be yotzei the mitzvah if you return it to me. But if you don't return it to me, then I'm not giving it to you as a matona, and therefore you're not yotzei the mitzvah. The issue for number 26 brings down that the person said, for example, kagon sha'omar, hini nosin lcha esrog ze amanach shetelet lamokim ploni. If the person were to make it tonight, I'm giving you this esrog on the condition that you go to this place. So then, im holach, if you go to that place, niskai ma'matana, so then the esrog belong to you. Yimla bat la'matana, and if not, you don't go to that place, then you never own the esrog. The chayin kol kiyos was there, or any other similar type of tonight would work as well. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Finally, the issue footnote number 27 has a very interesting shaila from Rav Chaim Brisk, the Brisk Rav, who said, what happens if the person returns it, the one who got the present, amanas lahachzer, returns it with a matan amanas lahachzer? Interesting scenario. In Deir Shufut number 27 for this interesting discussion. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Dalet, and he writes, Va'afilu notzan lo esdomav, even if the person ultimately paid for it, but didn't return the lulav and esau with the matan amanas lahachzer concept, it's no good. The law marina, the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't say, bezeh, mali hein, mali demeim. What does it make if he gave back the lulav and esau, or he gave back the money for it? No. Kivin shetzorech lo lotzei sidei chova, bevadei hikbit al lulav gufeh. No, since the person who gave it, he wants to still have his lulav and esau. Because he said, it's a matana amanas lahachzer. I still want to use it. I want my wife to be yotzei. I want my kids to be yotzei with it. So I want it back. So therefore, if you don't give it back to me, the fact that you give me the $100, that's not good enough. And therefore, you would not be yotzei in that situation. Sifkot and Teslov, the Mishbura says, this is true even if it was an ones in his hands. He couldn't return it because the dog ate it. Even though there the Mechaber writes in Choshen Mishpat that the Maton Amanas Lahachzer V'Nenas, in a situation where somebody gave you a Matona with the condition that you return it, and then an onus occurred and you couldn't return it, you're technically Potter Mitashlomim, you don't have to pay it back. Hainu, the reason there is Mishum De'ein Olav Din Shomer, because you're not considered a Shomer in that situation. Shari B'Torres Matona Bol Yado, because it came to you as a Matona and not as something that was borrowed that you have to watch as a shoel. However, nevertheless, even though that's the din in regards to the payment of the money, in terms of tashlumim, you'd be potter if it was an ones. Aval akoponim hatanai lo niskayim. Nevertheless, the tanai was you have to return it, and you didn't return it. The enon eloki pikadim yadot. So it's only like it was an eravon, a pikadim, a collateral in your hand, and therefore you didn't own it. Ulahachi lo yotze bin yonenu. And therefore, if you can't return it, even though it was an ones, you wouldn't be yotze retroactively. Umashma mirova poskim. It's clear for the majority of the poskim, and you can see in the Shaar HaTzion Oshud Ches, there's the Itur, the Rosh, the Tur, the Mashmos of the Ran, the Ritva, and the Meiri, that the Gan Benenas lo mahani chazor zdomim, that once you were an ones, it won't help that you return the money. That won't make it that it was a matana amanas lahachzer, that you fulfilled your condition and that you owned it. Ein chayodim shemistapik. What the chayodim says, what about the following scenario? That he's not sure. If a person said to Mamar, Hareini ki'ilu hiskabalti. If the owner says, nah, it's okay. It's as if I got it back. So therefore, did that fulfill the tonight of returning it? Because the owner said, it's as if I got it back. Or do we say, no, you didn't get it back, so therefore it didn't fulfill the tonight. So the chayyadim is mistopic in this situation. Ma, what would be the din? The Meiri, Besefer Meiri, which the Mishnah Berurah says, k'sav yad asher tachas yad, he had a handwritten manuscript of the Meiri. in his possession. So Daito Behedje, there the Miri wrote specifically the Yochel Anosin Limchol to know that the person who originally owned the Lulav Nesel could be Michael on the tonight of having it returned to him, and he could say Velemar Hareini Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. So the Miri answered up the Shaila that the Chayyodim asked. The Miri lived much before the Chayyodim, but the Miri wasn't extant. The Miri was only being published at that time, and therefore the Chayyodim wasn't aware of it. The Yotzezeyedei Chova, and in this situation, the Miri Paskin, Mishabura says that, in fact, you would be Yotze as a Matana Manas Lahachzir, even though you didn't return it, because the Balim, the original owner, said it's as if we received it. Tishavu number 28 brings down from the Bir Halacha in Simon Tov Reish Bem Tes the Shari Tshuva that says, Linya Misha Gonav O Gozal Vishilem Libisof, a person who stole something and then he ultimately paid for it, and it was Mephias' Balagina, and he mollified the owner of the garden that he stole it from. Would that be Yotze Limafrey as well? So that is a discussion. Tishavu number 29 brings down the Nishmas Adam, Shanira She'ein Zekimathnai, who disagrees with the Meiri and says that it doesn't appear to him that this would be acceptable as a kiyum atanai if the original owner said hare keilu hiskabalti. Why? Mishum kisha omar amanas lahachzir, when the person said on the condition that you return it, kavonas ha'yis davka sheyachzir es esrog, because he said you have to return the esrog, and therefore hu tzorich adayin lotzisbo, in order to fulfill that you have to actually give it back. The chol dover shiritzono davka v'davim mesuyim, when a person wanted something specific. Even though he says, even though he says, yeah, it's like I got it. The bottom line is that the Nishmas Adam says, you didn't go and get the tnai fulfilled. And therefore, it's only in a situation where your kavanah was, this is an expansive type of a statement. And then you say, yeah, it's like I got it, that's fine. Would that be a kima tonight? But not in this specific situation. So the Nishmas Adam, who is the same author as the Chayyad, of Danzig Zatzal, answers his own question that he asked in the Chayyadim, he answers in the Nishmas Adam, different than the Meiri did Lamaisa. Finally, the last Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Tezayin, he says that you have to return it within the time period of the mitzvah, but if you returned it, li'achas ma mitzvah sa lo yotza. So how do we define that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkon Tezayin, wrote to Lomar, what Mishnah Berurah is explaining, the Mechaber is saying, is that he has to return it, afilu bo sayom, im hushar shi efshar od lotzeis. If you return it so late in the day that he can't fulfill the mitzvah anymore, it's not enough time, Dahainu b'erev, at nighttime, right before nighttime, then you wouldn't be yotze, because that's nighttime. However, v'im b'shar shenasa lo kvar b'erechala, but if the person had already fulfilled the mitzvah, sorach la'asa lo al koponim b'yom ha'mochar b'shas mitzvah, so you have to go and return it to him the next morning before the time of the mitzvah. V'yafal gav de lo pirish lo b'hedja, masai shechzir lo, and this is when he didn't specify exactly when you have to return it to me. Nevertheless, we call it amakum. We can presume that it's an umdina, that the muchachu, that this is certainly a presumption that's very reliable. Shekhavanaso haya, that the intention of the original balum was shiachzirin alo l'shosh yuchalat seisbo, that I get it back when I can still do the mitzvah myself. Because of a posuk, the posuk made further. The kol zeh biyomer amanash tachziru li. That's if he specifically used the losha on the condition that you return it to me. The mashma, the next to the word li, shia royal lo, ledovish ome, that it should still be usable for him either that day if he hasn't yet been yotzi himself, or the next day before the mitzvah starts. However, if he just said stam avomer amanash tachzi reu, yeah, on the condition that you eventually return it to me, velomerly, he didn't say to me, then the Mishnah Berurah says, afilu echziro liachar chag, even if he returned it after sukkahs, sheno shavaklum, how much is an esrog work after sukkahs? Nothing. So, nami kiem tenov yotzi, that still would be a consideration of the tonight being fulfilled, and therefore it would be good. However, the Chofetz Chaim has a huge arichus on this in the Bir Halacha, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, where this is discussed in much more detail. Finally, Dishu Vudim 33 says, Af Miloshen HaShulchan Aruch, who writes, V'chein im echziru li achazman mitzvaso, he specifically used the word achazman mitzvaso, so the Aruch HaShulchan adds, Shemash Mashiyochel LaHashoso Harbi Shos, that you could return it later in the day, Rakshi Yachlo B'soks Ma Mitzvaso, as long as you're returning it when it still could do the mitzvah, Lulav Nesu, you're fine, you don't have to return it right after the davening. Avaleinu came, but he says that's not really correct. Elosh HaShulchan Aruch Tofas Es HaKotzah Achron. Shulchan Aruch gave the latest time that you could possibly give it back, which is still later that day. Shem Hirsuli Achaz Ma Mitzvaso Lo Yotze. And certainly if you returned it after that, you wouldn't be Yotze. But L'chatchila, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Mitzvah L'Hashi Lo Miyad. You take the Lulav Nesu from your friend, you do the nanuim, you say hallow with it, whatever it is that you're doing with it, and then you return it immediately. He says, okay, b'di'evit, b'chziru tos ma mitzvah so yotza, but if you return it, as long as it's within the day, the zman of the mitzvah, then you would be yotze, b'di'evit as well. So, we didn't get to the Ramah on this sif, But Mitzvah Hashem will pick up tomorrow with the start of Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. With this, we conclude today's shiur.